Israel said today that it does not seek hostilities with Iran. But Mark Regev, a spokesman for the Prime Minister Ehud Olmert of Israel, said, quote, the Iranian nuclear program combined with their aggressive ballistic missile program is a matter of grave concern. On the streets of Jerusalem, reactions were mixed.
I am really worried, to tell you the truth. A long time ago, I began to be worried about Iran, you know, and the Shia. And I don't think we are doing much about it. That's what I think. I lose sleep at night. That's what I want to tell you. I really lose sleep at night.
Well, this woman in Jerusalem said she wasn't losing any sleep.
I think it's more as a warning to everybody, more as a declaration of power than any real threat. That's how I see it.
The BBC's diplomatic correspondent Jonathan Marcus is in Jerusalem now. Jonathan, have you noticed any sense of alarm there?
I don't think there's any particular sense of alarm here on the streets in Jerusalem. It's quite clear that Israeli military planners, the Israeli government, are indeed still very concerned by developments in Iran. There is no doubt, I think, that a point may come where Israel seriously contemplates military action to at least delay Iran's nuclear program. But I think at the moment there is rather a lot of rhetoric on all sides. There is, of course, always the danger that if there's too much rhetoric and saber-rattling, you could actually, as it were, anticipate the very crisis that you're warning about.
Well, Iranians themselves supposedly fear, or at least they're being told by the government, that a war could be imminent. Is there any sign among Israeli officials that they intend to strike in some way, strike Iran's nuclear facilities, or in some way fire warning shots now?
I think there's been a whole series of signals sent over recent weeks and months. If you think back, we had the very large-scale Israeli Air Force exercise not long ago over the Mediterranean, a quite explicit demonstration of practicing for very long-range Air Force strikes. There's been an extraordinary level of interaction between senior American figures, politically from the president down, but particularly also military figures. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff was in Israel not long ago, an awful lot of exchanges. And so all the signals that are being sent are signals to the Iranians that America and its allies mean business. But I don't think there is any obvious sign of an imminent move to military action in the short term.
Just clarify for me, Jonathan, what is the balance of military might between Iran and Israel? I mean, can Iranian missiles, if they were to land in Israel, do enough damage to deter an attack by Israel?
I don't think they could. I think the Israelis would be reasonably confident of their anti-missile defensive system. Now, there is no room for complacency. I don't think anybody would discount the fact that potentially some Iranian long-range missiles might get through. I think the feeling is, though, that that is unlikely. And providing those weapons were not equipped with any kind of unconventional warhead, that the damage would be within the sorts of limits that would be containable if the Israelis regarded the benefits of potential military action were important enough.
How about United States warships in the area, since the Iranian government is saying that it wouldn't only target Israel, but also U.S. interests?
Well, look, striking warships, particularly in coastal waters, in the confines of the Gulf and so on, is not difficult. If you think back just to the Israel's war with Lebanon, Hezbollah was able to use relatively sophisticated anti-shipping missiles to almost sink an Israeli warship. So I think if you listen to American strategic commentators, people from the Pentagon, I think they don't discount Iran's ability to disrupt shipping in the Gulf. I think they realize that that is a very real threat. What I think they question is perhaps Iran's ability to sustain that kind of activity over a period of time, obviously having to confront whatever responses the Americans might make. Now, that's all very well from the sort of military strategic perspective. I think the grim reality is that if one missile is fired at an oil tanker in the Gulf will be closed, international shipping insurance rates will go through the roof, and we all know what that's going to mean for oil prices. So perhaps with oil prices the way they are at the moment, with America heavily engaged in Iraq and Afghanistan, I think also that suggests another set of reasons why perhaps the advice coming from Washington to the Israelis may be to hold off for the time being.
The BBC's diplomatic correspondent Jonathan Marcus in Jerusalem. Jonathan, thanks.
Thank you.
Veteran journalist Tom Fenton says contrary to all the saber-rattling, the United States and Iran are now closer than ever to burying the hatchet. You can read about it in his latest online journal at theworld.org.